This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Should the Fed keep its foot on the gas?
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Wednesday, the 20th of March. And today the Fed is finishing up a meeting in Washington, which means we may get some more clues about just how long the central bank intends to keep up its aggressive monetary easing. The Fed has been buying up securities to boost lending and spending for nearly 5 years now. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports.
To ease or not to ease? That is the question. One of the potential problems with pumping so much money into the economy, we're looking at $2 trillion, is of course inflation, but there are other risks. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He says for one thing, companies are borrowing more. It's super cheap with interest rates at almost zero.
You know, that's dangerous because interest rates are cyclical. At some point, they're going to have to pay higher rates to borrow, and they will have significantly more exposure.
That would be bad, but slowing the recovery by ending quantitative easing too soon could be worse. Steve Blitz is chief economist at ITG. He says even though the economy's growing, there's still plenty to keep the Fed concerned.
If you look at the number of continuing claims for unemployment insurance, therefore the number of people still unemployed, that is still at extraordinarily high levels.
Also, hello, Cyprus. Some economists say the prospect of more crisis in Europe is just another reason for the Fed to keep its foot on the gas pedal, at least for now. I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.
Well, Sabri just mentioned Cyprus. It will not be imposing a 10% tax on bank deposits after all, which means the bailout that was agreed to with the European Union is off. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said this morning she's ready for a new proposal from Cyprus in order to keep the country in the eurozone and avoid a disorderly default. So, does all this mean we can stop worrying about a tiny nation in the Mediterranean, at least for now? We put that question to Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Here's the worst-case scenario. Cyprus continues to reject the bailout deal. Its banks go bust and the country is forced out of the eurozone. Hedge funds speculate on which euro country will be next to the exit. There are bank runs across the continent and mayhem in global markets. All this, says analyst Louise Cooper, because the Europeans, and the Germans in particular, refuse to pump that little extra bit of cash into the small island economy.
It's just ridiculous that they wouldn't, that they threaten bank runs across Europe. They threaten contagion for 7 billion euro. Ridiculous. But the reason they've done it is because it's a German election year.
And the German government fears that if they cut a special deal for Cyprus, much bigger euro countries like Spain, even Italy, will be lining up for extra assistance. So far, financial markets are taking the Cypriot fiasco in their stride. They seem to believe that Europe cannot afford to let Cyprus sink, or that the Russians will ride to the rescue. But that eerie calm in markets may not last. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The company Bankrate.com is out this week with a new survey on credit unions that finds more of them are offering perks to attract customers. Which brings us to our Money Matters segment, where we look at how the economic issues of the day are affecting your wallet. Patty Hirsch is senior producer of personal finance at Marketplace, and he joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Patty, so let's pretend like I'm in the market to put my money somewhere. Why would I choose a credit union over a bank?
Well, you might choose a credit union because you like free checking, because 72% of credit unions offer free checking, whereas banks tend not to these days. You might like the fact that a credit union will probably offer you a better rate on a loan and probably give you a better rate on your savings deposits as well. So those are three reasons that a lot of people are looking at credit unions right now.
But of course, the big things that people do with their banks these days are, what, mobile banking, direct deposit, and they want to have a free withdrawal from the ATM. So is a credit union going to be as good in those areas?
Maybe not, actually. You know, credit unions have really stepped up their game when it comes to online banking, but banks definitely have the edge when it comes to mobile. Also, banks have these huge ATM networks, which tend to stack up much better than against the credit unions, although credit unions have started to step up their game there as well, and they've created this network of credit unions that will allow you to use each other's ATMs. And of course, some credit unions will actually give you money back if you use another ATM and you get charged for that. So, you know, they really are trying to step up, but banks still have the edge in a lot of those areas.
And of course, the big difference here is that credit unions are not for profit, as opposed to banks, which are looking for a profit. But what are people deciding, Patty, when it comes to voting with their wallets?
Well, you know, people are slowly moving towards credit unions as they get their act together in this way. You know, after the financial crisis, there was this whole idea of ditch your bank and move to something else.
Right.
Well, credit unions saw an opportunity there, and they've really, really started to ramp up. So consequently, their digital offerings are better. 85% of credit union users now say that they're pleased with their services online, whereas only 66% of bank users like what their banks do online. But, you know, it's a very personal thing. You need to, if you're deciding whether to use a bank or a credit union, you've really got to look at your own personal situation, because there are so many offerings in either direction that you want to make sure that you make the decision that's right for you particularly.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And finally, we learned this week that Coca-Cola is unveiling a new line of carbonated drinks called Fruit Water next month. It will have water in it, that part is true, along with bubbles and artificial sweetener, but Fruit Water will not contain any fruit or fruit juice, joining a long line of products that don't exactly live up to their name, including jelly beans, hot dogs, and the 100 Grand Bar, which sadly is worth next to nothing. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.